Yeah, okay. Simin Ein Tess. Halachas of Nisabin Latzor Kriya. There's this huge Hakdamat Liber Halacha. Goes through 10 Yesodos in Dinei Tzoa. I'm not going to read it, inside, but there's a lot of details here. We're going to try to see the Simin relatively quickly, but if there's a Shaila that comes up, there are a lot of issues that, could be different angles. But just as a basic Hakdama, you have yesh lo ikar, ein lo ikar. Tzoa means you have, feces, and if it's in the room, so then it's potentially it's a deraisa, say kriyas shma, say brachos, etc. If it's in the next room, you just smell it, or if it's covered, it's machlokas. But ein lo ikar, let's say, would be, smelling from gas. A person lets out gas, so it's not tzoa, it's just gas. What about if the tzoa is next door? So there's a machlokas with it. Let's assume that even covered tzoa in the baby's diaper or it's next door, you're next to the bathroom, you smell it, you're not in the room, so it'll only be derabanan. But we'll get through some of the details as we go on. Basically, the mechaber starts off, Ein tes, ha'isa tzoa, sa'adam echorav. Behind you. You shouldn't be looking at it, so it's behind you. And you shouldn't be within the Ha'aretz from where the Reach goes. So let's say the Reach goes 2 feet, another 6 feet. Then you can read Kriyat Shema. If you're in Yesh, lo chol li she'inu me Reach, let's say a person doesn't smell so much. So if a normal person smells, normal person will smell the Reach for 2 feet, you have to go 4 feet, 4 amos beyond that. The fun of Sarich, Ha'arach, Ma'am, Ma'am, and if it's in front of you, you see it, it could be 20 feet in front of you, but if you're looking at it directly in front of you, that's a problem even at night, even if you don't actually see it. If you could see it, theoretically, if, for example, a person is blind, husuma, or it's nighttime. So when you speak about Kriyashmais, you mention Shem Hashem, you also with Dvarish Vektusha, Talmud Torah, you have to recognize the sanctity of what you're doing, and you can't do it in front of excrement. The Chaver says that if it's on the side, you guys hear? Okay. I don't see the chat, so if you have any questions, just unmute yourself. If it's on the side of you, so the halacha is, it's like behind you. Now, what that means, when I say the side, I'm looking at you, so I see you. If I had to turn my head, that's already the sign. If I could see it on my peripheral vision, that would be considered seeing in front of me. So if it's in front of me on the side, like a little bit on the side, that's already in front of me, and I see it. Only if I need to move my head, that's called an achrav. And then the kulas of dalat amos, makom apply. If it's in front of you, even if it's far in front of you, even if it's a little on the side, if you see it without moving your head, the halacha is that you have to, you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema. Okay. Now, even if it's on the side, it's better to turn your back to it. But if you can't, then that's what Shabbos says. If you can't, then we allow you on the side. It's kilachor. You're allowed to read Kriyat Shema. Now, there's a very important machlokas between the Rash and the Rush. The Mishpura discusses it in his Hakdama. And that is whether or not this is possible, below Yireh b'chai Ervas Davar, that's referring to Erva, we discussed last week, would that apply to Tzoa also? Namely, if I see Tzoa through the window, would that be, let's say the window's open, I see the Tzoa, so is that, it's a different Rishus. Is that a problem? So the Rosh holds no, it's a din by Erva. By Tzoa, it's din in the Makom. Hayah machanecha kodesh. It's in the makom, so it's not a problem if I'm looking out my window and I see tzoa. The Rashba disagrees. The Rashba says that din of well, yireh b'cha applies even to tzoa. But there's also a flip side to that. If the tzoa is in that room, according to the Rosh, anywhere in the room, it would be problematic because in that room. Whereas according to the Rashba, if it's not within my Dalai Amas, it's not within my, my Rishus, if you will, even though it's the same room. So there's a Chumra and a Kula between the Rash and the Rosh, and the Mishmur says we should be machmir for both Shittos. So the ma'isa, lechatchil were machmir for both shitas. But for the avid, if you read kriyashma, if it's outside your dalet amos, so it sounds like there might be some room to be machmir. Again, maybe if you kriyashma, you should repeat kriyashma. But for brachos, we'll tell you that if it's outside your dalet amos, you wouldn't be chayav. Outside dalet amos, where you smell it. So even if you see it, we would be making. Again. Okay. The Mishmura, he says here in Sif Katan Gimel that this is about reciting brachos and kriyashma, but for hearer of the Divrei Torah, if you don't smell it, even if it's in front of you, you're allowed to ma'ar of the Divrei Torah. In terms of brachos, it's really again when you say Kiddush Levana, people usually daven inside. But if you go outside, say Kiddush Levana, and sometimes there's dog too on the side of the road, so you have to be careful with that. We're going to see soon a little bit in terms of the exact differences between animal excrement versus human. But theoretically, you should be machmir for that as well. Or if you go to the park and you have you're eating in the park, you want to say a bracha. So there too, you have to be careful. Again, we discussed in the past in terms of erva, closing your eyes, in terms of erva that you usually see in the park, closing your eyes is vision. When it comes to excrement, so then we might not help closing your eyes. Certainly if it's in the Dalet Amos, we'll discuss that soon.
In terms of being Maharher, Maharher the retire without, I think as long as you don't smell it, so that would mean, even if it's right in front of you, like a diaper is right in front of you, we said being Maharher is not a problem.
I mean, usually if it's right in front of you, you smell it, no?
I'm saying, Dafka, sometimes with a baby, it doesn't really smell so much.
Yeah, I mean, if a diaper is usually mechusa anyway. Once it's mechusa, if you don't smell it, it's fine.
Even an open diaper that doesn't smell.
I mean, if it's open, it smells, no? I don't know. It's been...
I love Dafka. Maybe I don't have such a strong sense of smell, but it's not so bad.
I can yell up at that. I'm with you.
Especially when they're new.
Right, we'll discuss that soon. The a newborn, until 6 months, there's less of a chiyuv. We're going to discuss that soon, 100%. Okay.
Got it.
The Seder. Let's see Sif Beis. Sorry, I don't know if we finished here. So we finish. Shliach Tzibor. So we spell it. So we base a knesset. So we base a fashion. We spell it. Sham. Afilu hul achrovin. בכל הבית צריך לשתוק עד שיוצאינו מאחר שבו סירה מדי חווסן אפשר שלא יהיה אחר בין הכהל בתוך ארבע עמוס של הצוה. So if there's a tzoa in the shul, so everybody is being yosi with the chazen, so you have to be careful with that, and if you have to wait until the tzoa leaves, again, it's very rare to have a tzoa mamash in the shul. Usually it's covered, and it's a more kal, as we'll see soon. Right, Hayisem Mokam Gavoa, Asara Tzvachim, O Namuch Asara, it's different Roshos, it's 10 Tzvachim high, it's in a pit, it's in Tzvachim deep. Vashayisa, Vayisechem, Vuhu Vayisacher, Afilo Pesach, Pasuach, Vayoshi, Vatsida, Vero, Asa, Im Ein La Reach, Yochal Likros, Tekim and Shiv Roshus Acheres, Karina Beishapim, Vayim Achanech, Kodesh La Rosh, it's mentioned according to the Rosh, it's a different Roshus. Vala Rashba, Tavka Shein Ro, Asa, according to Rashba, you don't want to see it. Im Yesh La Reach, Lo Mahani Afsaka, Vala Shein Roshus. If you smell it, it's a problem, even if it's in a different Roshus. That would be Ein La Ikur, via Dindra Rabbanan, but still you shouldn't say Kriyashma if you smell it. In this case, you could just use some air freshener. This happens sometimes in hospitals. So there are usually curtains that separate the patients. The patient in the next to bed, has a bedpan. You want a bench, you want a daven. So it's like a different shus if you have a curtain, but it still smells. So you get a little air freshener, and then you're able to say a bracha. It was once on a kibbutz. There was a chasna at a kibbutz. So we weren't used to the smell. It was like near the barn. And it really smells. It's ein la'ikur, it's a different rishos. So the Sar HaKadushim got some air freshener. He started spraying it, under the chuppah. Okay. Vishori the Echi the Pascha, Elis the Tsoa Asma, Akana Elis the Reach Ra, Shelah. Okay, and some say the Echi the Havsaka, sorry, Elis the Tsoa Asma, Akana Elis the Reach Ra, Shelah. Some say the Havsaka of the Rishos works. Second. As soon as you change your diaper, you got rid of the soap, but it still smells. It still smells in the room. That would be also ein lo ikur. That would be also ein lo ikur. In that case, you could also, you know, use spray to air freshener and the like. Okay. Let's move on. Sif Gimel, Chatzir Ketan Shemisa Gdola, Gdola Odefes 11 at Stadim. So this is a question, how you find a room. If there are two rooms, one is big and it's attached to a smaller room. So the halacha is, Ketan Olo Hashiva Kibayis Fnei Atzma Kemet Shenifritza Gdola Gdola. The small room, the walls were broken down, it's really part of the big one. So if there's someone in the big one, you can't say creation in the small one. But vice versa, if it's always in the small room, the big room is a different room. It's just the small room was Nifritza, the Tzocha. So it's in the small room, you're allowed to recreate Shema in the big room. It doesn't happen too often. Okay. Dalit, hey, Vav, we'll put it all together. Tzoas, Kelav, Echazi, Nasan, Hem, Oros, Mechikim, Hem, Kolom, Tzoas, Adam. The Mechaber assumes that dog poo smells less than human excrement. So when it comes to Tzoas, Kelav, Echazi, it's only problematic if you would take it and put it with the Oros. They would tan the hides with the Tzoa of the Kelav. So again, most of us intuitively know that, you know, bird poop doesn't really smell. So you can say a bracha in your bird poop. Sometimes you're standing on the sidewalk and there's a bird poop there. It's not a problem. When it comes to human feces, so we assume that's a problem. That's a halacha. Dog poop, if you were to ask me, you know, sometimes my kids smell dog poop, step in dog poop. It's really horrendous. But apparently, it's only smells, according to Chazal, according to Shulchan Aruch, when you put them in Oros. So maybe stepping in it is like Oros. If you just walk by where a dog pooped, you don't smell it. Suppose if you walk by where a human poops, you smell it. So apparently, and I'm not sure about this, the Messiah has changed, but apparently the way the Shulchan Aruch presents it is that if you walk by dog poop, you have no problem talking and learning. You have no problem. It's only if, you know, nothing but Oros. Again, I think it's partial that if you step in dog poop and it smells, so you can't say bracha. So if you're on the way to shul and you step in dog poop, so you should leave your shoe outside the shul. You know, you can just to go in with your socks. But if you are just walking down the street, again, often the dog poop is also already dried up. We're going to see a little later that so it can lose its status when it's dried up. But not always the case. Sometimes it was fresh. Anyway, in the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like there's no issue with dog poop unless it's on an Oros. If it smells, so it smells. Now again, I never got on my hands and knees and smelled dog poop. I only smell it when it's on my kids' shoes. So when I walk by, it doesn't smell. So I assume that according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem then. But I'm not exactly sure. Tzoas chamor haraka. If it so it does smell like a chamor, like I said in the kibbutz, cow poop stinks. So you shouldn't say bracha. You know, I don't know what people do when they work on a kibbutz. Like, you know, if you're working in the farm, in the barn, so every time they say bracha, you have to leave, it sounds like. That's the pashtus. Again, if it's a different rishus, you can spray some air freshener. Somebody told me that, you know, when you work there, you get used to it. You don't even smell it anymore. At a certain point, you just get used to it. So if you get used to it, so maybe it's not considered smelling. I don't know. Not exactly sure. So these animals is ketzos adam. If you don't smell it, you can just ignore it. Okay. And then, Vav Yerushalmi Osa Likros Keneged Meir Adayim Shal Chamor Haba Ben Aderech Keneged Tzoas Tarnigolim Aduma. So there's certain, you know, the urine of a chamor or a certain type of chicken that the feces smell, it's also to say brachas. Most of us don't live with animals, you know, and if we do, anyway, we're careful to you know, present as a dog, they clean up the dog poo. Like I said, from the Mechaber, it sounds like walking on the street, you can talk and learning, even if there's dog poo. I'm not 100% sure if that's true today. Certainly, if you step in it, you know, you have to take a cleaner shoe before you talk and learning, because it really smells. I don't know what the halacha is. If you just see it, if it's dry, it's also mutter. If you just see it and it's fresh, from the Mechaber, it sounds like it's mutter. I've never, you know, got down on my knees and smelled it. But my guess would be that it does smell. If that's the case, you probably shouldn't talk and learning in front of the dog poop either.
So bird, even if the bird is on you, since it doesn't really smell, it'd be fine?
Yeah, that's the halacha. It's kind of gross. I wouldn't recommend it, but it's mutter.
I think it smells a little bit if it's on you. Like, it's nasty.
I mean, it's more psychological. Does it really smell? I don't know if it smells. It smells, but I'm not familiar.
I don't know. There's only one way to find that.
I mean, the Mechaber speaks here of the tiny goldi adumim, that they smell. So maybe if you have a tiny gold aduma. I mean, you can probably Google this and figure it out. So I didn't think to do this. It's a more hygienic way of figuring this out, these things out. Tzoas tani golim holchim v'bayis dina ketzoa behem v'chayim of aval halul shehem yesh v'sirachim v'dino ketzoas adam. So if you have a chicken at home, that's not a problem. But if you have a chicken coop, you have mamish, a whole chicken coop, it's very dirty, then it smells, and the halacha is, you can't say a bracha. Okay. Basically, the upshot is that when we're osing b'tvar shepetusha, we have to be careful, and we have to be a makbid to only invoke Shem Hashem and say Divrei Torah in places that have that are clean. There's a question if something just smells. You're filling gas at the gas station. It also stinks, but that's what gas smells like. So that's not a problem. It's only if things are off. You have like a spoiled meat. It's rotting meat. Or if you have water that was sitting for a long time and it became gross. But something that's naturally has a strong smell, like gasoline, that wouldn't be a problem. And also sweat, they talk about sweat. The assumption is, there's discussion about this, but usually some sweat is not a problem. You can make a bracha even though, there's a smell of sweat, this person has a bad breath. That's not considered a problem. That's not like tzoa, when it comes to vomit, the pashtus says vomit would be like tzoa. There is a Rekiv Eger that seems to be not like that, but I don't know, usually vomit smells anyway. The pashtus Rekiv Eger is only talking about if vomit doesn't smell. But pashtus vomit is like spoiled food, and that would be a problem. Likewise, if there's a problem with the sewer system and it smells, so there too, that's Ein Lo Iker. You don't see the sewage. I mean, usually you just smell it. So it's Ein Lo Iker. So then air freshener would be enough to allow you to say brachos. Once I was having at a shul, and the air conditioning, the vents, near garbage, and it was bringing in cold air that smelled like garbage. So that's Ein Lo Iker, it's a different rishos. So it's better to try to have some air freshener to get rid of that.
In gross, sometimes you get from the chadar ochel if you're standing under the wrong vent.
Oh yeah, and it smells?
Yeah, where I daven shachar, I always know exactly what's for breakfast.
Okay, at least that's not garbage. It's just what's for breakfast.
Well, sometimes it wasn't, let's say it was eggs, and I didn't like the eggs for that day, and it bothered me, so I believe.
Okay.
But I wasn't mecharef too, it sounds like.
The Seder. Writer, Sif Ches. Also, the girls connect Ashba, the very Nogela Maisa. You're walking on the street, and there are, especially in Eretz Yisrael, these big green garbage bags, the garbage bins in Eretz Yisrael. They call them Sfardeim. So, are you allowed to talk and learning on the street? You're allowed to say a bracha if you're facing that bin. So, the Mechaber says, also the cross connected ashpa, sherechara. The question is that ashpa similar to our ashpa? Usually, people put the diapers in bags, they don't throw them directly in, and even if they're directly in, they're covered, the diaper itself covers. But sometimes if they haven't, taken the garbage in a while, so, if there's a garbage strike, or even if it's a two-day yontif, or like we had it now, between Shavuos and Shabbos, so the garbage is piled up. So some poskim say you shouldn't talk and learning on the street if you're looking at a garbage bin like that. Or one again, let's say if you're saying Kiddush Levana and the like. I think many people are makel. I think many people assume that like the walls of the garbage bin have a different mechitza, so it's like a different rishus. People talk and learning on the street, it's a wonderful thing. So I think the minhag is to assume that it might not really smell, you don't go sniff it, and maybe it's a different rishus, and you don't really see the garbage because it's inside. Most of the time, again, it overflows, it's more problematic. But there are some poskim who say it's also talk and learning facing these green smardeya. If there's a top on it and it's closed, then it's more common. Sometimes the smaller ones have like tops. And then usually, you don't see it because there's a top. And the smell doesn't come out, then it's more pashut that it's mutar. Okay. Yatza mimenu reich milmata osur b'divrei Torah. If a person lets out gas, so you have to stop learning Torah until the gas dissipates. This is all din derabanan. So if your friend lets out gas, we're not going to say you have to stop learning because your friend let out gas. It's not fair. We shouldn't ef shesh. Talmidim pesasim gorsim pesasim yishenim ufichim zakashena. So the describing a reality where people are sleeping in the medrash. When you're sleeping, they're not in control of their faculties. So you're learning and your friend is sleeping. So every time he lets out gas, you have to stop learning. So they didn't impose a din derabanan in that circumstance. If you want to say bracha or kriyashma or David, so if you're davening, somebody lets out gas, you have to wait until you don't smell it in order to continue. I saw in the Dirshu, we quote here from Shlomo Zalman that if you're the chazan, so there's a thing of covered brios, the chazan lets out gas. So it's going to be embarrassing for him to wait, a minute. Continue. So then we let him, it's a din rabbanan, we let him. All things being equal though, when you let out gas, you should stop your own learning. If it's your gas, if it's somebody else's gas, you can continue learning. When it comes to brachos and kriyashma, you should stop regardless. Questions, comments?
This totally goes back to tefillin when we did it.
Yeah.
I don't remember if we discussed this or not about letting gas with tefillin. I once saw like an etza from someone that if someone needs to while they're wearing tefillin, they could like sort of just make lift up the atim and make like a chatzitza, so it's as if you're not wearing.
Right.
Okay or not?
I mean, it's better not to. It's better not to, but sometimes you don't have a choice. You're allowed to hold it in. Meaning, it's not sort of about the shaksu to hold in gas. It's not like going to the bathroom. But sometimes a person can't hold it in. It's coming out. So if it's coming out, so he lifts up his tefillin. Like you said, the Iker Kepeda seems to be with the tefillin shel Rosh, more than the tefillin shel Yad. But ideally, if you feel you can hold in a minute, you can take off your tefillin, and go to the bathroom, let out the gas there. And if it's coming out, then what you suggest is the best, given the circumstance. It's not something we look at tefila tell you to do, but given the circumstances, it's better than wearing tefillin with letting out gas. Seder? Okay. Fine. Here too, like I said, with the gas, any air freshener would be sufficient to dissipate the scent, and that wouldn't be your problem. Wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Beseder. So let's move on. It's a Simon Pei. One second. Simon Pei. Me, she bari lo sheina yochel amor al atzmo klafiach and sheigwar kriyashma v'tfila. A person knows he has some type of stomach problem, he can't withstand, he has to, let out gas. It's a terrible thing to daven with letting out gas. It's very disrespectful. Never, it's better, even if you have to not daven at all. The im avers van tefila anrusu mispal mincha shtayim. And if you didn't have a choice, you daven mincha twice. The post can bring down that this is only for a person who has a temporary issue. He has a temporary stomach problem. If a person has a chronic condition where he's always letting out gas, we're not going to tell a person never to daven. Then we'll tell him to daven, and then when he has to stop, actually, yichla reich will do that. But if a person, you know, once in a while gets sick and has this issue, then we tell him it's better not to daven at all. The truth is that the makor of the salacha is really by tefillah. But the Rosh Chacham assumes it applies to Kriya Shema as well. The halacha, the Mishmur assumes that even if it's just a temporary thing, for Kriya Shema, we would tell you to say Kriya Shema to wait. Ad Sheikh Larech. It's only by tefillah that we're so machmir to tell you not to daven at all. This person also has a problem with tefillin, as you mentioned. You can't wear tefillin. So the etza that's given here, put on tefillin right before Kriya Shema, and then you say Kriya Shema, you take it off after if he's able to you know, withstand those 2 minutes. If he doesn't even think he can do it with 2 minutes, so he'll put on tefillin for 1 second, you know, at a different time in the day, just not to mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin for 1 second. Okay. There's no din of dukuvnaki for a talus. So a person can wear a talus, wear a tzitzis. You wear tzitzis, and you know, a person less of gas. That's not a problem. It's only for tefillin, and for Kriya Shema, and for Shemona Esrei, and the like. And Mishaburi here talks about a person who is can't control his urine, and he's incontinent. So this is an issue with older people. You know, if the person has diapers, they have diapers for elderly people, so the diaper absorbs it, so it's not a problem. If he's not yamish urinating, then he's allowed to say a bracha or daven if the urine is absorbed into the diaper or into his garment. And from here, the post can discuss the halacha of the catheter. The person is in the hospital, there's a catheter, and there, again, we're mekil, we want people to have the opportunity to say Kriya Shema to the daven, and since he doesn't really feel the urine coming out, so then we can assume he just... ignore it, and you're able to daven, even though there might be urine coming out while you're davening. Just you don't feel it, and therefore the mice the post can want to be made to allow people. It would be a terrible thing. A person has a catheter for 2 weeks; he can't daven for 2 weeks, so they allow it. Okay, Zach, hey Aleph, is soas katan. So this is the question you raised earlier. Katan she gia the acher she chiyotzi bo yochel echol kazayis dogan kedei she yuchol gadol echol kliyachelas pras. So if a katan reached the age where a katan that age could eat a kazayis of dagan, so it's not clear exactly what that age is. It's known that the feces of newborns don't smell. At a certain point, it depends if you give formula. If you give formula, it starts to smell earlier. But babies who nurse exclusively, their feces don't smell for a while. Post game have a big machlokas. When, at what point exactly is the shear? When do kids eat solids? Some people feed solids 6 months already. Some people feed solids only at a year. So the mice, there are different days here in the dirshu. I think at 6 months already, it's kedai to start being marchi from the tzoa. And if it smells earlier, maybe it makes sense to be marchi earlier. But all things being equal, usually until 6 months is not an issue. We assume that until 6 months, kids don't eat solids, and therefore their tzoa isn't masriach, and there's no need to cover it or to separate yourself when you say a bracha or Kriya Shema. Beis. Okay, Beis. Hayakore v'ra'at soa kinegdo, yelech kedesh yizirkenem yachorav arba amos. So you're reading Kriya Shema, and you see there's still in front of you. So what do? So you move to the side, or really try to go in front of it, arba amos, and then it's already out of your purview, four amos behind you, from where the reich stops. Like I said before, it's better to back of you. It's also okay as long as if it's on your side, not within your rio, and you're looking straight. You only have to go to where you stopped. If you should have known, you should have been careful, so then you have to go back to the beginning. It's a knas, because you should have been careful. It doesn't happen so often. Again, a person stopping at home, We spoke about the question of children and diapers. So if you don't smell the diapers, you don't have to start checking. Unless it's been a while and there's some reason to suspect the child made, and that it makes sense to check. If you started davening and it smelled and you davened anyway, then we make you daven again. But if you davened and the child had a feces in the diaper, but you didn't smell it, so then we don't make you daven again, because if you don't smell it, we can assume that since it's covered, it's like anal ichor, and if you don't smell it, it's not a problem. Okay. Fine. Simen pebeis. Soa yevesha kol kach she'im zerkena tefarik. It's so dry that if you throw it, it would like fall apart. Harika offer a winter likros kenegda. Mentioned before, you walk down the street, sometimes you see dog often it's very dry. If it's very, very dry, it doesn't even, you know, come into the question, is dog do like human excrement or is it different? Because it's just so dry. If it's dry and there's no smell, it's not a problem. Sometimes say it has to be so dry that if you just like, you know, roll, touch it or you make it roll over, it will fall apart. Not if you throw it. Okay. We mentioned previously that the Dindaraisa is only connected to Omen, only when a person's mamash urinating. It says urine on the floor, it's only Dindarabanan. That Dindarabanan is when the urine is there. If we mentioned if you put a reviews of water in it, it's mevatel it, or if it's absorbed, right? If it's so absorbed that it wouldn't wet something if you touched it, it's already mutter. That's provided it doesn't smell. Again, sometimes you have, like, you know, New York in the subway, there are certain corners where it like just stinks because people urinate there. So even though it's all absorbed, if it stinks, then the chara, it's usher to say, a kriya shma to say brachos. But if it doesn't smell and it's absorbed into the ground, then that's not a problem. Some say it has to be so wet, like I said, that it would wet something else. Questions, comments? Okay. The Seder. A gimel also likros connected base kisei yashan afilu panu yimero atzola. You can't say kriya shma or say brachos if you're facing a bathroom, even if it's no longer dirty. Let's say you cleaned it out. A bathroom that was yashan means that it was used already, as opposed to one that was never used. V'yireh d'haynu k'she'ein lo mechitzos. V'yesh lo mechitzos, afal pi sh'yesh batzoa kora k'negit sh'samoch v'ein ha'choshesh. V'ein megia lo areach. This is a very interesting issue of l'maisa in a person's home. You have a bathroom, and the bathroom door is opened. And you're sitting on the sofa, and you're looking into the bathroom door. Are you allowed to lure, let's say, brachos looking into the bathroom door? So a part of the kashman is that our basic kisei might be different. Look at Sif Dalid. The Mechaber speaks about the basic kisei parsoi. A kisei hu chafira, pifu rikhu karb amas min aguma vuhu osu medron. There's a slant. Inin sharei niskal gav anofo miyad lemer ha'achok. V'chein meyravayim yordim miyad laguma. Kisosum dami mutu likros. But you can say kriyashma in this basic kisei parsi. Im ein baruach ra. V'gam ein vashtin v'achutz laguma. If they only use the toilet and it goes down right away, it's not a problem. It's not considered a basic kisei. If there's urine on the floor, so then there's a problem. Now, the pashtus is our bathroom is better than the basic kisei parsi, because our bathroom doesn't just go down, it goes down with water, so it's even cleaner. But some posts you want to say that maybe since it sits there, it'll go down right away. Here it sits in the toilet until you flush it, maybe it's more chomer. It's hard to imagine that it's actually more chomer, because our bathrooms are really, really nice. You know, you can clean the bathroom and it's crystal clean. But lemaisa, our minhag is to assume our bathrooms have din of basic kisei, or machmer, even though it's not v'adai lach halacha. When it comes to looking into the bathroom, so the Chavar speaks about yesha mechitzos. Now, our bathrooms have mechitzos, but the door is open. So if the door is closed, it's pashat. If the door is opened, so remosha is mekil. With this, Rav Moshe says if the door is open, you're allowed to. Many people are machmer. They say, listen, it's pasnit to say a bracha looking into the bathroom. But it could be that since the door is there, even if it's opened, so it could be closed, and anyway, our bathroom isn't really such a bathroom, so with Seiruf, you're able to say a bracha looking into a bathroom. Again, some people have this in their home, like their kitchen table, like, you know, there's a bathroom off the kitchen, so if the door is opened, the issue comes up, so some people are makbid to close the door, but other people aren't, and there's certainly room to be make of, provided that there's no smell, and the bathroom is indeed clean. If you are doing construction and you're making a bathroom, you never use it yet. It's a brand new house. Then if you're looking into it, you can say a bracha. But not when you're in the actual bathroom. So when you're doing construction, you're working on the bathroom, you can't, you know, take a snack when you're, you know, putting the tiles down, you know, in the toilet room. Because the hazmana is a milsa for basic kisei. Amar by say you have a basic kisei. Amar al bais achav gamzeh dinam shave. V'im amar al hasheni vayzeh amar gamzeh. There's dinam hatpasa. Hatpasa means that you say this and this. So the question is, what is hatpasa? If you didn't say gamzeh, hare hasheni asafik. Is that really hatpasa? So hazmana is milsa. Just saying it is enough. And hatpasa makes what you said bichalim next room, this bathroom and that bathroom. If you didn't say and, you just said this room, it wasn't clear what you said, and therefore it's a suffix. Lo yikra l'chatchila v'imkara v'yotza n'atzo v'nogeya l'mais. Okay. Fine. Be'ezekizi shu b'chafira v'piv b'... Okay, we actually did that. Seder. Hey. Questions, comments? Okay. The other position is Safsal Naku, the Niftin Allah, Mutu Likros Kriyashma Kinegda. If you have like a hole, like the people have like a little chair, there'll be a hole on it. They have this in some like nursing homes. It's like a chair with a hole, and at under there's a avit that you collect and so on. So you have a chair, it's just a chair with a hole in it. So are you allowed, is that like a basic kisei? So the Rabbi says it's mutar likros kriyas shma kenegdo kevan she'ein hatzoa iman al negev v'gam ein hagrach achas negev. The bottom part that collects the tzoa was, you know, isn't there. V'och ha'negev tami b'chusa v'daf, it's usually covered. V'chol mi shekorim v'makom she'ein korim chozo v'korim. So this most people don't have in their homes, but people do have potties. You're potty training your child. So what's the deal with a potty? So we're going to see a little later that there's din of avit shel mei meirgayim. And that the halacha, we assume that if it's made out of something that doesn't absorb, it's made out of metal, it's made out of hard plastic, so as long as it's clean, it's okay. That's the assumption of most of the poskim. There is a prima gadim who assumes that something like a potty is made for tzoa. And therefore, even if it's totally clean, it's maskir tzoa, and therefore you shouldn't say a bracha if there's a clean potty in your living room. Some people, when they potty train their kids, they leave the potty in the living room. You know, not everybody, but if you do that, there is a debate about that. Halacha, I think we assume ikra din it's mutter as long as it's totally clean. But some are machmir, they assume that like the prima gadim, since it's maskir tzoa, it's usher to say a bracha in front of it. This halacha in the Shulchan Aruch seems to be a raya against the prima gadim, because the Mechaber says here that the safsal nakuv is mutter, even though it's maskir going to the bathroom. It's a safsal nakuv. Why else would it have a hole in your chair? It's clear it's like a, essentially like a potty. But again, here, maybe part of the reason it's mutter is because it's only the top, not the bottom. But anyway, the Maisa, if there's a potty, there is a machlokas, if you can say a bracha in front of a clean potty, many posim hold it's mutter, primarim is machmer. I saw the Ishi Israel as a contemporary, he's machmer also. But I think it's a bit of a chiddush. And the pastor says that Shri Mutter. Okay. Seder. Likewise, if you have sometimes here in Eretz Yisrael, you know, they have the pipes outside the building. So you have a pipe from a bathroom coming out of the building. So it's a plastic pipe. But it's not a clean, it happens to be from the toilet, but you don't smell. So people like build their sukkah outside, on the side of the building, and the pipe is like right there. That's not a problem, because we assume that the tzoa goes through it, It doesn't smell, and therefore it's not an issue. Okay. Veseder, Veiter. Hey, Dalet. Merchatz Chadash Shalorach Supa Mutter Likrospa Vyoshan by Sachitzan Kal Omdim Sham Levushin Mutter. So in a Beza Merchatz there are like three rooms. If it's new, it was never used, certainly Mutter. If it was used, it's Yoshan, it's used, so there are three rooms. The external room, people are fully dressed, they can certainly say a bracha. Uven Sai, where you're changing room, you're half dressed, half people are naked. So Yeshe Lashalom of Allah Kriyashma Utfila. Mutter Lahari, you're allowed to think and learn. Pnimi, where everybody is showering, then it's Asr, even saying Shalom, is Asr. Shalom is one of God's names, and therefore it's Asr to say Shalom, it's Asr to say learning, it's Asr to say brachos in the Pnimi. This is a big issue when it comes to mikvos. Women go to the mikvah, they want to say the bracha. So there's a question, the tefillah room, is that like the room of the Pnimi? People don't bathe there, and there's no zuama, because it's, even if they heat the mikvah, it's not like really, you know, steaming. The minhag for Ashkenazi women is they say the bracha there in that room. Sephardi women are machmer, they say the bracha before they enter the room and they go into the mikvah. The Ashkenazi minhag is the maker with that. We assume, and also the question is when it comes to our showers in our houses, in our homes. So if you have a shower and in the shower is also a bathroom, then it's for sure basic kisei. That's in America most. Showers and bathrooms like that. Here in Israel, people have like a bathroom room and a shower room, often. So then the question, what's the status of the bathroom? The bathroom is the basic kisei. The shower room, so the pashtus is the basic merchatz, but some want to say that since, you know, there's not so much zuama and it's clean, so it would be like the bayis emtsai. You would be allowed to mehar with your Beit Torah. It wouldn't be like, a real basic merchatz where you have lots of people and a lot of zuama. A lot of people standing there naked. So there are different, days or what. When it comes to a swimming pool, it's partial that you're allowed to marry with your return in a swimming pool. And you can say a bracha on the side of the pool. The fact that you heat the pool doesn't mean, usually, there's like a locker room. The locker room, you can't say a bracha. The locker room is like the bayis emtsai. People are showering, people are naked. But the pool itself, you're allowed to, think and learning when you're in the pool. And if you're allowed to, l'chor, you should. You should take a learning when you're in the pool. Let's get away of your exercising. Beseder, questions, comments? Okay, the Mishmur speaks about, let's say you have like a summer home where, it's used sometimes as a Beis HaMerchatz. 2 months during the year. So that's enough to be koveid as a Beis HaMerchatz, even though 10 months a year is not being used. But again, if you're at the beach, and there's just like cold water and it's like an outside shower, that's not a Beis HaMerchatz, that's just like a shower head. It depends on the reality. In terms of Shalom, I mentioned that Shalom is one of Shem Hashem, and we shouldn't say that in a Beis HaMerchatz. If he prefers his name is Shalom, so suppose we talk about it, Samar Meikah is, listen, you're calling him by his name, you're not speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say Shalom to your friend, you're trying to invoke Hashem's name. When you're speaking, to your friend, they say Shalom, so then it'd be Mutter. Some people are machmir for that, though. It's meeker than it's Mutter.
I've seen many people are machmir not to say Shabbos in the
mikvah. People are also machmir not to say Shabbos, yeah.
Shabbos is not the Kutcher Brichon.
Right. It's sometimes here in Eretz Yisrael, when they sell the Shabbos toilet paper, they want to enforce them that they keep Shabbos, so people will buy it, so they say Shomer Shvi'i. They don't say Shomer Shabbos. So you can bring the toilet paper into the bathroom, because it says Shomer Shabbos, they're not going to bring it in. Yeah, there are people who are machmir for that too.
They don't say a good Shabbos, they say a
good. A good, okay. We're trying to do a Maisa Mitzvah in a bathroom, so you don't shake a lulav, you don't blow shofar. When it comes to getting dressed to go to mikvah, you want to put your tzitzis on. So again, it depends where you are. If you're in the cheder hapnimi, so then you shouldn't say any brachas. We, as we learned previously, don't say a bracha when you put our talis back on, because we just put one on. We just took it off for a short while. But if you have a new talis katan and you're going to get ready in your Shabbos talis katan after mikvah, you should say a bracha. So then you should say it in a place where you can say a bracha. If you're not saying a bracha, because it was the old one, so there's a question, you know, is that considered a ma'aseh mitzvah? You're putting it on, you have kavanah she mitzvah, would that be a problem of being maharher? So like I said, if ba'is pnimi, it's not a problem to maharher. So l'chora, it's certainly okay with ba'is pnimi, here it was anyway mutter. But if you're in the ba'is pnimi, so then there's a question, if that's okay, there's a machlokes of poskim about that issue. I think the minhag is makel. People get dressed in bathrooms and they put their tzitzis on. I don't think, you know, people are so machmir about that. But I'm not sure. Okay. should we stop now, continue next week, or should we try to finish? Three more simon. What are you tying up?
I'm going to keep going.
Okay. Okay.
Not so much more.
It's not so much more. Yeah, yeah. Let's get in. Shkayach. Pei hei. Lo yeach adam vos v'tunavos v'nech yadu al piv yikra kriyashma. You shouldn't be talking in kriyashma or learning in ma'avos v'tunavos. Afilu im haya kore uva tzayil hafsik shigia ma'av v'tunav. Even if you started, you have to stop. Sheyetzim yisham afilu shak and the ligmar skula ino tzarech la'achsu. If you stop saying kriyash ma'as upon the mechaber, you don't have to start again. You could just continue. According to Ramah, if you waited enough time to say all kriyash ma'as, it was a long walk in the ma'av ha'metunav. Yeshomrim shechozu l'rosh v'cheinikar. If you took enough time to start say the all kriyash ma'as. Okay, doesn't usually happen to us. You don't usually say kriyash ma'as while you're walking. But again, if you're late to shul, Shabbos morning, and you realize that's when Kriya Shema is coming, you have to make sure you say Kriya Shema in a mechubed way, not by mavos and tunafos. I mentioned before the question of how you look at the garbage cans. And I think in America, they're small garbage cans, they're covered, it's not an issue. Here in Israel, the bigger ones are opened, some are machmir, not to say brachos next to them. Again, it wouldn't be just next to them, it'll be kamol enav. So if you're looking at them, it's in front of you, that would be a problem. Only if it's in the back of it on the sides would be mutter. Okay. Beis, I feel the har b'divrei Torah also beis akisei beis amerchas. You shouldn't think in learning in a beis akisei beis amerchas. I mentioned our beis akisei, our beis amerchas. It's a suffix if it's really a beis akisei beis amerchas. We're machmer not to, certainly if you're going to the bathroom it's usher, but even if the bathroom is clean or the shower room is clean, we're also machmer not to. Learn not to mehar b'divrei Torah. I was in isolation a few weeks ago because I came in contact with somebody who had corona, so I was stuck in my room with my son. I was stuck. I mean, we were there. We had a great time, but he had taken all these classes online, so I wanted to learn. It was very disturbing, so I went into my shower. My shower, you know, has a mechitza to the bathroom. There's like two doors. So I was learning in the shower because like I didn't know what else to learn. I was stuck. I'm not going to bother the Torah while my son is taking these classes. So I was so mechta that you know hear her in a merchas today. You know is mutter, but it's not a chatchila. I wouldn't do a chatchila. I just was stuck. So I didn't.
Wow.
But you know, okay. I feel a har b'divrei Torah.
Creative.
Yeah, listen. You do what you have to do. So, you can't even learn the halachas of merchats. You're allowed to discuss other things, even B'lashon HaKadosh, you can speak Hebrew. There's no issue to speak Hebrew. You shouldn't learn diktuk. The poskim can say that if you learn diktuk, you're going to start thinking about psukim, because diktuk is based on psukim. But to just speak in Hebrew, that's mutter. You shouldn't say Hashem's name. The kinuim you're allowed to say. If somebody's doing Isser, you can say, don't do that. The person is, you know, doing something on Shabbos. He's pulling off their nail. So you tell, oh, don't pull off your nail. Even though you're in the mikvah, but lafushi and yisur it's mutter. Feel the washing kodesh, mavinyane kodesh. V'mokam shemutter lahar b'divrei Torah mutter lifsok v'vashal yomer tamar shadavar. Place where you're allowed to think, like the baisa mitzai, can't talk and learning. You're allowed to maharer. Then you can even give a psak, not just lafushi and yisur. Even a psak, you just can't give the reason before the psak. Mishmur says that, you know, in the bathroom, some people have a hard time. They're going to start thinking and learning. Just like, you know, you were just in the middle of a sugya, you go to the bathroom. So think about something else. Think about your business. Think about, human frailty, the fact that we're all going to die. Think about Musar. Most of them say that if you think you're going to do an Avera, then you can think and learning. That's Masal versus Avera. But other than that, you shouldn't think and learning in a basic kise. If it's an anus, you're anus. You shouldn't try to think and learning in a bathroom. In terms of kinuyim, I mentioned, you know, rachum, mechanum. Are you allowed to say God? Are you allowed to say God? So kinuyim of rachum mechanum could be referring to other things. People are rachum. People are mechanum. But if it's haracham on yirachem, that's already a kinuy of Hashem. God is referring to Hashem. So the pasuk says you shouldn't say God in a bathroom, or any shame was in chakim, shakai, and all that. Okay. Fine. Simon Pevav. They mentioned this is water that's sitting there for a long time. It's not naturally this smell. It just became putrid as time went on. That's usur. If it's something that naturally smells bad, like gasoline, you're allowed to say bracha. That's not off. Things that are spoiled food and the like, mold, that's already usur. To the strong smell of mold would be usher. Pezayin, graf shel rei. Excuse me. Graf shel rei, v'avi shel rei raglayim, shel cheres, shel eitz, tzarech l'arachim hem. I mentioned before the question of a potty. So the potties we once had, they were made out of things that were absorbed. So if it's made out of cheres, or made out of wood, so even after you clean it, it's still gross. And therefore, even if it's clean, we're not allowed to say a bracha in front of it. Well, ein shel mateches or shel zechuchi, so cheres mitzupa, if they're glass or metal or hard plastic, then if it's rechutzi niyofe, it's mutter. And today, usually it's made out of things that are non-porous. Apparently, they make some out of rubber. Suppose we say rubber would be like, eights. If it's rubber, so then you should be machmir. And I can't imagine that this rubber that's porous, it would be pretty foolish to make something that's really porous. But that's not the post we can have. If it's rubber, it's problematic. I'm not exactly sure what type of rubber they're referring to. As I mentioned, some post can say that even if they're clean, you should be machmir, because what they're talking about here is something you could use for other purposes. But our bedpans are only used for bedpans. Our potties are only used for potties. That's a pre-begotten. The word doesn't bring it down. The Ishei saw Paskins that way, but like I said, I think there's certainly room to make hill, because it's a Chiddush, it's a Prima Gadim, it's not brought down by the Mishnah Brur. And Ramosha also assumes something that way. Ramosha says that you can say a bracha in front of, they used to have diapers that were not disposable, you'd wash them. Even when I was a kid, they had them. So Ramosha said you can say a bracha in front of them, because it's like an avit that's clean, but those are only used for diapers. So you see, even though it's only used for diapers, it's still mutter, not like the Ishei Yisrael. The Seder. If you said a Kriya Shema, you said brachas in front of these things, that you can't say them, you're not supposed to say them, so you have to say it again. You have to say Kriya Shema again. If you knew it was there. If you knew it was there. Or even if you were in a place where you should suspect it was there. If you had no idea, no reason to suspect, then you're Yotze. Beis, graf, shal, avi, shal, cheres, or shal, eitz, shal, chval, pi, v'yish, matirim, v'yish, osrim, alach, v'yish, v'yish, osrim. Okay. Muntur, likros, kriya, shema, b'ayish, sheish, b'tzol, meir, glayim, o graf, avi, kevin, shehichim, hem, kishiyor, shal, yisbar, b'sim, ayin, tes. If you move 4 amas away from where the smell stopped, it's mutter. Chaim kafalim kli. It's mechusa. You cover them up. Aval pi sheishim olapais. Reki kavurim umutter likos behen. If you cover them, it's mutter. Okay, that's Dine Tzoa. Just the last sin, it's in Peches, Dine Balkeri Mutam Kriyashma. We know that Ezra is Besakein, that a Balkeri has to go to Mikvah before he learns Torah, before he says Kriyashma, before he says Brachos, before he davens. But that Takana was not, it was too difficult for people to withstand. Rabbat Sibur Loya Chalamun Bo. And therefore, the halacha is the Dibri Torah Enim Chalim Toma, and you're allowed to learn the daven, the Kriyashma, Mikrazin, without going to Mikvah. Even though the Takana was Batel, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Tmeim Korin B'Torah V'Korin Kriyashma V'Tfilah, Chuz V'Lai Kerin, Shehotzi Ezra Mikol Tmeim, V'Asru Abbein B'Dibri Torah B'Dibri Kriyashma, Hachi Yitzmol, V'Shulo Yoy Tal Yechcham Yitzoyin Yitzel Yishosem Kitani Golem. Achak Bitlos Takana, Midu Udav Alatin. Shafal Kerin Mutter B'Dibri Torah, so Mikrazin it's Mutter. But the Mishnah brings down that there's still an Indian to have Tefillas Ezra, especially because the post can say it today that it's so easy, the lot of mikvahs, and they're heated, so there are chassidim and anshimase are very makbir about this. The Rambam writes he always was makbir about it, but the minhag in many velts is not to be careful with this. Some people are makbid to have tisha kabin, they always take a shower after they had tashmish. But meikra didn't we hold that all you have to do is make sure there's no shilchazer on you, and then you have no minia from learning or davening. That's the ikr of the halacha. Like I said, people to seventh kedusha, people are machmir. Those who are machmir, it's a big inyan. But meikra din, it's not necessary. And the Shmur says you shouldn't have battle to feel tzibur to go to mikvah. The Hasidim do. The Hasidim hold that the Indian is so great, they'll tell you it's better to daven yechidus and to go to mikvah, but the Mishmura Paskin's not like that. The Ramah brings down, Yesha Kosvish Ein Isha Nida, you made Riyasa, the Kansvitz Akneses. Some hold a woman who's a Nida shouldn't come to Shul, or Ispal, shouldn't even daven, Hasbir Hashem, or Liga, the Sefer, Yesh Matir Vakol, Vachenikr. So women say Brachos, women daven. I think what it means coming to going to shul. They wouldn't go to shul in Europe. Rishon writes they were makel for brachos and tefillah, but they wouldn't go to look at the Sefer Torah. This is an issue. One of the halachic issues surrounding women aliyah. There are other issues in terms of reform and things like that. But one of the halachic issues is a woman holding a Sefer Torah. And then according to this Ramah. It seems to be the minhag was not to allow women to look at a Sefer Torah, culture came to touch a Sefer Torah. The Ramah continues, "We may libu nago heter, feel the welcome shenago lahachmir." When the woman is no longer seeing, she just may libun. She's in the shivan akim. There may go v'yom in the raim. Kai gavne shayim masas v'leich mekneses mutar leilich mekneses. Women want to come to shul on Rosh Hashanah. So even if they're mamish bleeding. They'll come to Shul and Rosh Hashanah. So we let them come to Shul according to this minhag. Like they said today, this minhag doesn't exist. Women come to Shul at all times of the month. When it comes to holding a Sefer Torah, some try to latch onto this. It seems to me that if you're against women aliyahs, you shouldn't try to use this as a justification. You should say that you're against it for hashkafic reasons. When you try to use halachas that really aren't practice anymore and try to revive them, the women come to shul when they're nida, they look at the Torah during Hagbah, and they can tell you they can't touch the Torah. I don't know, to me it seems like a bit of a stretch. Like I said, there some people try to use this as a source when it comes to that issue as well. The Seder, Shkoach. So we're finishing Hilchos Tefillah.